For the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, and with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thus shalt thou preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight that we have this opportunity, that we can come and assemble ourselves here before you tonight and worship in spirit and in truth. Lord, we pray tonight that you'll forgive us of our transgressions and our sins. Lord, you'll fill thy servant tonight with the unction of the Holy Spirit. Lord, tonight that we'll say something that will exalt and glorify Jesus, that tonight we'll give your people a closer walk with you. For all that we do and all that we say, please give Jesus the honor and glory. For it was him who loved us and gave himself for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's about a man that was out in a lake one day and he was fishing. And suddenly he stood up to pull a fish in and he stumbled and fell out of the boat and began to holler. And his wife went running down to the bank and she couldn't swim. And so the lady telling the story was about a fourth grade teacher, and she asked the class, she said, "Now why did she run to the bank if she couldn't swim?" And the little girl raised her hand and said, "To draw the money out." So, you know, sometimes we better be careful what we say and what we do. But tonight we find here that the psalmist, as he writes this particular song tonight, it's a song for us. Of course, the Psalms are the hymn book of Israel. They're the hymn book of the Old Testament. And most of them and a great many of them were written by David. This particular one was written by David, probably at some period in his life when he was being chased by Saul and needed the Lord's help. And I want you to look tonight at what this psalm says, because I think it speaks volumes to us for today. And the first thing we notice is that here the psalmist issues a cry for help. He says, "Help, Lord. Help, Lord." Now, I don't know if you've thought about this or not, but help is a word of humility. Tonight. It's a word of inadequacy. It's a word tonight of need. When you tonight utter that word for help, it's a plea for someone to do something. You're humble because tonight you're not able to do it for yourself. And so the first thing the psalmist here, I believe, recognizes is his own inadequacy, his own weaknesses, his own inability to do what needs to be done. And so he cries out and he says, "Help." I think sometimes all of us might be a little bit better tonight if we would get rid of our pride and sometime ask for help. I heard Dr. Reuben Fields preach many years ago, and he was talking about pride, and he said, most people are kind of like a dirt dauber was building a nest in the barrel of a shotgun. He said the bumblebee come by and said, "You don't want to do that." Said the dirt dauber said, "I'm going to do it." The bumblebee said, "You don't want to do that." He said, "You don't leave me alone. I'm going to do it anyway." And he said, "When the man shoots the gun, you get blowed up." Tonight, that's where a lot of people are tonight. They refuse to listen to any kind of advice. They don't want any help from anybody. And they don't recognize tonight that they can't even help themselves. But here, the psalmist is in a dire strait. He's in a position that tonight he has to cry out, and in his humility he simply says, "Help." You know, sometimes we get to the point we have to have help. Amen. I'll tell you, it's a humbling thing tonight when you get to that point. when you can't pick up anything with your right arm and you have to get somebody to help you all the time. That's humbling, I'll be honest with you. It's just plumb downright depressing sometimes, to be honest with you tonight. But I have to say, help, I can't do this. I'm not able to do this by myself right now. I hope and I know that one day it'll probably get better, but it's humbling tonight. Why do you think men won't stop and ask for directions? It'd show that they didn't know as much as they thought they did, wouldn't it? Help. The psalmist says, help. You know, I think sometimes we need to get to that point that we recognize our own weakness and say, help. But he not only says, help, but he says, help, Lord. You know, he knows who to go to. Tonight, as I think about all the things that go on in our world, I think about all the things that goes on in my life. I think tonight as I look around and see as the psalmist did, and we see all of these things happening, what do we do? What do we do? You see, he says, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Charles Spurgeon said that when the faithful, when the godly man ceaseth and the faithful fail tonight, that should be a great cry tonight for us to go to the Lord. It should be tonight a great motivation for us to go and call on God. You know, tonight as I look around the world, and certainly what the psalmist says here is absolutely true. I look tonight up in Alabama where a man holed up in a bunker with a 5-year-old boy. They have no idea why he's got the boy in there. Doesn't seem like there's any motivation. He shot and killed a school bus driver. Out in Arizona this week, a man opened fire and killed one and injured several others. Of course, we all know about Sandy Hook and many other shootings that have gone on in the past few years. We see all the corruption going on. We see this on every hand tonight. And what do we do? What do we do? Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything. Don't misunderstand me. But here I think the first response, maybe we ought to just get on our knees and say, help, Lord.
Right, yeah.
You know, help, Lord. The godly man ceaseth, and the faithful fail from among the children of men. You know, the longer this world stands, the longer that Jesus doesn't return again. And I hope I make myself clear. The less of the Holy Spirit will be here. I understand you can't separate the Holy Spirit. Don't misunderstand that. But the Holy Spirit lives within us.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, as I observe the world in which you and I live tonight, there are more Christians dying than are being born again. And every time a Christian dies, the Holy Spirit's, and I hope you understand this, influence leaves tonight. The godly ceasing from among the children of men. And so as that happens, what's going to happen? It's not getting better, it's getting worse. So what are we going to do? You reckon it's time tonight that we humble ourselves before God?
Right.
That we said, Lord, we are inadequate to handle the situation. That, Lord, tonight we don't have the ability to do what needs to be done. You see, we're living in a time when we look at these situations and they try to figure out all kinds of ways to solve them. We can have gun control laws. We can limit ammunition. We can educate people about various transmitted diseases. We can do all of these things tonight. And yet what do we find? It gets worse. Right this time we just said, help, Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
Help, Lord. That humbles us tonight, doesn't it? It shows that, hey, Lord, we ain't got the ability. But you know what Paul said? He said, when I'm at my weakest, I'm at my strongest.
Yeah, right.
Now think about that. When I'm the weakest, then I'm the strongest. I thought, how in the world could that be? Well, I'm going to use Scott here as an illustration. If he gets offended at my age, just get over it. I remember when we collected the pennies to be sent to Jackson for the memorial down there, and they were back here in the room. And so one Sunday night, Scott loaded them up in my blazer, and he picked them up and just towed them out there and put in the back of my blazer. So the next morning, I took them down to the association office. I couldn't even drag them out the tailgate. Brother Miner had to take his tractor and pick them up and put them in the pickup for me. So I thought, you know, if I really need somebody to pick up something, I'd be a lot stronger if I just let Scott do it. Then I'd be a lot stronger, amen? That's what Paul was saying. Hey, I'm not able to do it, but I know somebody that can. And so the psalmist said, Lord, I'm seeing all of this. I'm going through all of this. And I'm not able to handle it, Lord. Could you give me some help? I think tonight we ought to all get to some point in our life where we just have to humble ourselves and say, Lord, we need your help. Tonight, I think we need the Lord's help tonight. He said, help, Lord. He said, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. He said, they speak vanity. Every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, with a double heart do they speak. You know, tonight, vanity is simply a word for, it really means emptiness. It really means nothing. You know, everybody's talking about something, but it doesn't mean anything. He said, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. Well, we live in a time when we see all of that happening around us. We're bombarded with politicians tonight that speak with flattering lips, with a double heart. I'll assure you tonight that I probably shouldn't say this because I don't know all of them, but I doubt very seriously if any of them really care anything about any of us tonight. It's no longer tonight that we can have an America, that we can have a country that's proud tonight to be Americans, that tonight can be called a godly and a nation of God's people. But tonight we're surrounded by people with wanting to flatter people with their lips tonight, and they want to speak with a double heart. They're double-minded. And boy, you better be careful around that kind of people tonight. They'll say one thing to your face and something else behind your back. They'll tell you one thing and me something else. We live in that kind of society. That's what David said. He said, boy, look at all of that, Lord. But then he said, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and a tongue that speaketh proud things. You see, the Lord's going to speak. The Lord's going to do. See, here he begins to express confidence in God. You know, we have to have confidence in the Lord tonight. You know, some people say when you go to a doctor, if you haven't got any confidence in that doctor, you won't get any better. Now, I don't know whether that's absolutely true or not, but you know, if you want somebody to do something and you don't have confidence that they're going to be able to do it, then tonight they're probably not going to do very much. Tonight we need to put our confidence in God tonight. We need to be confident tonight that God is on the throne. I'm glad that he's on the throne. And as he's on the throne tonight, he's going to take care of all of these things tonight. He's going to right the wrongs one of these days, and the tables are going to be turned according to the book of Daniel this evening. He said here, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and a tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongues will we prevail. Our lips are on who is Lord over us. They speak proud things tonight. Our tongue will prevail. As I told you before, I'm not against many of the things that they do in per se. But tonight, we're in a day and age when the Word of God wants to be left out and man's word substituted tonight. And that's what he's talking about here. With our tongues, we will prevail. With our education, we will prevail. With our devices, we will prevail. With what we can devise, we will prevail. With how tonight we can do it, we will prevail. And I thought, as I read about the hostage situation over in Alabama, and as I said, my heart goes out to that child's parents and grandparents, and goes out tonight to the family of the one that was killed. And so I'm not speaking ill of them, but I thought, what if every church just had a special service and all they did was come down and get around an altar and say, help, Lord, we need some help. Instead of trying to figure out how to do it on their own, just let the Lord figure out what to do. You ever thought about what God might do? I don't know. I read a lot of things he done in the past tonight and took care of situations tonight. I guess this might sound harsh. He could give that guy a heart attack down in that bunker. I don't know. Somebody said, that sounds mighty bad. Well, you read in the Old Testament, he had to take care of some folks to free his people, didn't he? Listen tonight. What I'm saying tonight is, maybe we just ought to get together sometime and get around an altar and say, Lord, look at the situation. And we see all that's going on, God, and we can't help it. We need help. Help, Lord. And have confidence that God will take care of what needs to be taken care of. He said, for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set in him safety from him that puffeth at him. God's going to arise. You see, he says in verse number 6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth and purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. He's speaking here of the Word of God. And he's saying, God, your words are pure words, and they're going to endure forever. God, I believe everything that you say tonight. See, tonight we have to have our faith tonight put in God's Word. My faith tonight is in the Word of God. That's what David is saying, and David's saying it's not going to change from generation to generation. It's going to remain the same forever and forever and forever. You see, God's Word is not going to change tonight. People want to twist and turn and try to make God's Word say something that it doesn't, but I want to tell you it hadn't changed, and it's not going to change. It's still the Word of God, and it'll endure from generation to generation tonight. The Word of God endureth forever. In the last verse, and we'll be through. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Glance around, look around tonight. And we exalt the vilest of men. I could really preach a sermon on that. I'm not going to do that tonight. But you look who we exalt in this nation tonight. You look how far we've gone away from God this evening. You look how different that we look at people than God looks at people tonight. You don't see people exalted tonight that love the Lord. And I'm not here to try to exalt myself. What I'm saying tonight, you look who is exalted in this country tonight. The vilest men are exalted. If you can take off your clothes and sing a bunch of garbage tonight, they'll give you awards and pay you millions of dollars. If you can tonight tell dirty jokes, they'll give you millions of dollars. You look who they're exalting tonight and think about what's going on and why they're doing that. The vilest men are exalted. And so what takes place? We see the wicked walk on every side, don't we? Wickedness and corruption. No wonder tonight we have people killing people. We have robberies and rapes and drugs and disease. No wonder all of these things tonight are transpiring in our society. We better get back tonight to the one little simple thing that he said in the beginning and go to God and say, God, we need your help. Help, Lord. That's the only thing that's going to help us tonight is to go to God and say, God, I got to cry for help. I'm humbling myself before you. There's nothing I can do, but God, I know you can, and I have confidence you'll take care of it tonight. Help, Lord. That's what the psalmist said tonight. All right, if you'll stand with me. Booth, Pew, and Barber, come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've been together. I ask you to take this very short message tonight that you might take it and use it in our lives and teach us tonight that, Lord, in humility, we need to come to you. And for all that you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.